Chapter 2 of Calvado, the Detective. Timmons sat down and looked at the witness. She was, he thought, the most beautiful witness he had ever seen, much prettier than that actress in Basic Instinct. He picked up his cup of coffee, stared at the woman's legs, and wondered if she dressed like that actress. Detective? The witness asked. Yes, Timmons answered. I believe your cup of coffee is empty, and has been for the past 5 minutes. Can we get on with the interview? Ah, Timmons looked into his cup. You're right. Well, okay, now, Miss Calvado, I called the manager of that apartment address you gave us, but no one answered. I'm sending over, do you have any idea what Mr. McIntyre did for a living? First, it's Ms. Calvado. Second, I told you, I met Mr. McIntyre at the free clinic. I only met him that one time. Timmons kept his eyes on Calvado's lips as she spoke. When they stopped moving, he looked up at her eyes. The bluest eyes in captivity, he thought, and a smart broad, too. Why did he come into the clinic? He needed medical attention, Calvado sighed, obviously. Yeah. Timmons grinned and picked up his coffee cup. I kind of figured that out by myself. Why did he need medical attention? What was his medical problem? Calvado frowned and looked at the dusty gray linoleum that covered the floor. I don't think I should break the patient-doctor confidentiality. You've heard of that, haven't you, Mr. Timmons? Timmons nodded. Yeah, I see. Well, look, first, Miss Calvado. It's Ms. Calvado, detective. First, Miss Calvado, you're not a doctor, so half of that confidentiality thing just landed on Bullshit Island. And second, your patient is dead. He ain't gonna sue you, the clinic, or anybody else now, is he? I'd have to check my notes. Notes? You keep notes of people who stagger into your free clinic? Impressive. You remember this guy's face, but not his illness. Now, why, for the second time, Miss Calvado, Ms., why did Mr. McIntyre need a doctor? Timmons spun his pencil around and tapped the point on his desk. Miss Calvado? Ms., he had a stab wound. The doctor in charge is supposed to notify the cops when a patient comes in with a wound like that. Gunshots, knife wounds, baseball bat to the side of the head wounds. You know, shit that just might indicate foul play. Domestic violence. We cops kind of like to know about things like that. Calvado fidgeted in her chair. She pulled a bobby pin out of her hair and began chewing on it. Can I ask you a question, detective? She asked. Shoot. Can I get in trouble for not reporting Mr. McIntyre's knife wound? You? You mean the doctor in charge, don't you? Calvado shook her head. McIntyre didn't see a doctor. Calvado nodded. McIntyre didn't even go to the free clinic, did he, Miss Calvado? Calvado nodded. Mr. McIntyre lives in your building, right? He knows you're a med student. He comes up to your apartment and gives you practice sewing up a knife wound, and he said it was self-inflicted. He cut himself, chopping up carrots for a stew. Am I close, Miss Calvado? Calvado nodded and started to cry. Oh, for Christ's sake, don't pull this woman shit on me. He said he was in a hurry. The knife slipped, he said, and he didn't have time to go to a doctor. Could I just, help him? Miss Calvado, are you aware you may have just flushed your medical career down the toilet? Calvado nodded. She wiped her eyes with her sleeve of her white medical coat. Timmons watched as the coat opened to show her t-shirt that, he thought, would look good on any French model. Calvado looked around at the police station. It looked just like the ones she saw on TV. Crowded, busy, messy, badly lit. Near the door, two uniformed cops were pretending to fill out forms. Calvado knew they were trying to get a better look at her, since just before puberty, men had tried to get close to her, either physically or emotionally. Once her boobs came in, she didn't know who was trying to be a friend and who wanted to know her just so they could try to get laid. By the second year of junior high school, She made a rule of thumb. If a boy she didn't know was being nice to her, he wanted to get laid. Now, 10 years later, the rule still worked. Calvado looked at Timmons and frowned. Mr. Timmons, could you please not stare at my chest all the time? I was just trying to figure out what it said. Calvado closed her eyes. It says, brain surgeons do it with a skull saw. Ouch, Timmons said. That's gotta hurt. Was that your goal, Miss Calvado, to be a brain surgeon?
Ms.
Yeah. Well, if I happened to mention to your medical school that you sewed Mr. McIntyre up, you could kiss that dream on the butt. Now, tell me about this Mr. McIntyre, if you would. This is the end of Chapter 3 of the novel, Calvado.